You are tuned into What's the Topic with Nash.
What's up? You back right here on What's the Topic for another Monday session with you, morning session. Yeah, depending on where you are in the world, whatever day it is, whatever time it is, if it's in the morning for you, good morning. If it's in the afternoon for you, good afternoon. If it's in the evening for you, good evening. All I know is you're going to enjoy this show because the topic itself is perception. And we're going to be looking at perception. And there's going to be like a lot of interesting stuff that we're going to look when it comes to perception. So you should be expecting the most because there's a lot of things that we can talk about. And yeah, perception is actually an interesting thing because people's lives revolve around perception. Yeah. Actually revolves around perception. Your life revolves around perception. So in case you didn't actually pay attention, you know, to perception and all those stuff, now I think it's time for you to actually pay attention to perception. So you should actually be in a position where you're like, okay, wait, let me take a moment to sit back and actually examine in terms of my life and perception, how do they link together, you know. Perception. Yeah, perception is actually interesting. So that is what we're talking about right here on What's the Topic? Yes, What's the Topic? In case you didn't know where you are, just reminding you. So you know how we do it. In case you didn't know, we have a short session where we speak, me and you. So when I'm saying we, I'm talking about me and you. We have a short session where we get to interact, né? And then you also get to send me opinions and stuff like that. So I actually want you to also interact back to me. So if you wanna actually get hold of me, please go to Instagram, look for What's the Topic 777 now. That's where you'll find me. So at What's the Topic 777. Yes, that's where you get me on Instagram. And I want you to DM me, send me messages, and actually let me know what you think. What you think about the show, Perception. And I also spoke about an awesome, amazing show last week on time and change. Now, time was the main focus. Next week, we're going to look at change. Today is perception. So go listen to the previous show on time and change and then link it to perception. And then next week, we're going to deal with change. Yes, change is going to be the main topic. But now I want you to enjoy the track. I don't want you to just get into it and then you're like, yo, this is raw stuff, man. Like, this is real stuff. I want you to enjoy the music, calm your mind down. And then I'm going to give you the definition of perception and get into what we're really going to talk about, which is going to be able to change your life. It has the power to change your life. So don't disappear from What's the Topic. You gotta be moving to the tune, just like I'm gonna move to the tune right now, because the tune is part of What's the Topic. It's part of Active FM. We deliver the hot stuff. Active FM, Christ music is hot music.
Lifting me higher, your love keeps lifting me up. Your love keeps lifting me higher. I'm never gonna give it up. You elevate me. You keep on lifting me higher. You elevate me. You keep on lifting me higher.
Keep on.
in me.
So, perception is what we're talking about. I hope you enjoy the music. Now, perception. In order for us to understand the perception, we actually need to understand where, you know, it came from, the original, like meaning and everything. Perception has a meaning, you know, it has a definition. But now, I want us to look at back then. Was it just perception, or did it actually have a different, you know, meaning and stuff like that? So if you go back to the origin of perception, in the Latin, it was actually not perception. Perception is now our, you know, late Middle English term, you know, and all those stuff. Yes, so that's where perception came from. But in the Latin, they actually used to say percipere. Percipere, yes. For those who didn't know, now you're learning Latin, percipere. So that is what it was. Now it was a way of seizing or to understand. That is what it meant. Then, yeah, obviously, as time went on, you know, the word started changing. Even in the Latin language, it changed a little bit from percipere to, you know, basically your perceptio. That is what it actually changed to. It went to perceptio. Then, as time went on, during the same time where, you know, the Latin language, it went from percipere to perceptio. When it was perceptio, that's when now the English version of it came, which was perceive. Yep, perceive. Now, from those two, you know, perceptio. I'm saying percipetio. I'm still here, you know, with the old one, which is percipere. That's what I wanted to say. I was going to say percipertio. I was going to mix them. But yeah, during the time when it was perceptio and perceive, they actually looked at the two, and then later on, where now the late Middle English came in, that's when now we had perception. Perception came from that. So your late Middle English, yeah, which came from your, you know, percipetio, they actually looked, okay, percipetio and perceive. Okay, why not actually say perception, which actually, you know, summarizes everything. And that is basically from the verb, which is percipere, yes, which is to seize or understand. So that is what perception is. Like, that is actually a brief, you know, explanation of perception. But now, when you look at the meaning, like, I'm actually gonna give you three, you know, meanings, and obviously it might go higher, you know, I might give you four, depending on how, you know, we feel and all that stuff. I'm just kidding. I'm gonna give you four. Yes, four meanings. But now, I love the way they actually describe perception. Now, the one side, they say perception is the ability to see, hear, or become aware of something through the senses. Not through your senses. Like, you got your eyes, you got your, you know, your taste, you know, your hearing, feeling, you know, all those things. Yeah. They actually saying it is the ability to see, hear, or become aware of something through the senses. So it's not just seeing or hearing. There's also, you know, you got your other senses, like your taste, you know, all those things. Yeah. Can get some perception through tasting. You know, when they blindfold you, there you are, you eat something, you taste it, it tastes like a banana, and then guess what? Your perception is like it's a banana. Yeah, that's deep, man. That is deep. But yeah, that is what perception is, you know, the ability to see, hear, or become aware of something through the senses. Now think about it, eh? Life itself, the things that you see, they actually form a perception. What can I say? I'm like thinking deep, eh? I'm going far. But yeah, you know, the things that you see, they give you a perception of how you view life. They actually change your perception, you know, on how you view life and stuff like that. And it's actually interesting because it impacts you. But now, it's not just there, you know. The second way to describe perception, you know, is basically the awareness of something through the senses. Now, which is still the same, you know, like hearing, touching, feeling, you know, yeah. That is like the other way to actually describe it. So like, that's the second way to describe it. But now, yo, it's deep, this word. It's actually deep. If you look at the third way of describing perception, you would say it is the way in which something is regarded, understood, or interpreted. Yo. So I can come to you and I tell you something. And then your perception on something actually changes according to what I said. It's like if an area is safe and I tell you, I got marked yesterday, that area is not safe. Guess what? Your perception changes. You're like, this area is not safe. Why? Because they marked him. Now, yo, think about a lot of things that you could have achieved in life, but because of perception, you didn't achieve it. Your brain turned in a way where it was like, no, this is not worth it. Don't go for that. It's not going to help you. It's not going to get you anywhere. So, yo, perception is actually interesting. Perception is interesting. But I don't want to get straight into the deep stuff, man. I know we like already going into it. But there's like more to perception. There's more to perception. And I know you're at the point where you want to understand. Perception. What is this? Yeah, like more to this perception and all the stuff. There is a realm of perception that you actually never thought of. A realm of perception that exists that you never thought exists. But in order for you to find out that realm, you need to listen to the songs. After the songs, we're gonna get that realm exposed. We're gonna go deep into the realm that you haven't seen or thought of. Probably you have thought of it, but you've never really went into it. So we're gonna look at that realm of perception that you probably never really thought of going into more. So don't go anywhere.
Rapid Trade is passionate about mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business. From mobile sales and sales management to van sales and proof of delivery. For a demo, call Rapid Trade on 011-493-9755. Rapid Trade, ahead of the game.
Behold the King of Kings, riding on the clouds, clothing holy splendor and power, with eyes like flames of fire, with glory crowned, all creation.
just give all the praise to the King. How we done died and he rose up again. Every day we leave, man, we lift up his name. Even when the people trip or shout, we praise. Just like David, just like David, just like David, just like David, just like David. Oh yeah, people really don't understand how we love this guy. 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 Y'all people really don't understand how we love this guy. How we love this guy. How we love this guy. Like Kwame Lele, cause I know that my God is always with me. You see the God that I trust, he never gave us slumbers. The Lord is my shepherd and my strong tower. When it comes to praise, we give him all the honor. Give him all the honor. We give him all the honor. We give him all the, give him all the honor.
Nobody can love me like you do. Nobody could ever, ever really, really love me like you do. Nobody can love me like you do. Nobody could ever, ever really, really love me like you do. I said, nobody can love me like you do. Nobody could ever, ever really, really love me like you do. Yes, nobody can love me like you do. Nobody could ever, ever really, really love me like you do. God over covering, so that you will not be free. Reason I'm living, I'm breathing, I'm having my being, yeah. Nobody can love me like you do. Nobody could ever, ever really love me like you do.
What is that realm? Like, what is that realm? I'm like, inside here, my blood is boiling. I'm like, man, what is the realm, man? Tell me the realm. It's deep, yo. It's deep. But now, before I even go into that realm, I want to give you the fourth side of how you can describe perception. Now, perception can be described as intuition, understanding, and insight. Yes. Intuition, understanding, and insight. Yeah, I know, like, yo, you, that is deep, eh? That is deep. So, yeah, perception is actually deep. It's deep. Now, what is this realm that I'm talking about of, you know, your perception that you probably never thought of? You probably maybe did think of it, but you never really went into it. Now, I'm talking about spiritual perception, eh? Because most of the stuff that we form in our head, you know, in terms of life and everything, that's all based on our knowledge, you know, our human understanding and all those things. You know, that's how we actually perceive life in a way that we perceive it. And you got, obviously, some people that, you know, perceive life according to what they've been exposed to, what they've experienced, and their personality. So they link those things together, and then they're like, nah, this is the way I see life. Life is unfair. Life is this. Life is that. And then you got other people that are like, life is really awesome because I'm, like, achieving everything. I know stuff happened, but guess what? Even the worst stuff that happened actually turns out to be good. Yes. Turns out to be good. And then they're like, yeah, I have a perception of life, you know, in terms of me being in a position where everything goes well, eh? Everything really goes well. So that's some people's way of looking at life, and that's their perception towards life. Now, looking at the real perception that you should have. It's a spiritual understanding, you know, it's a spiritual perception where you have to understand that our world is influenced and affected by a world that we've never seen. You know, not your naked eye will see that world unless the one and only creator allows you to see that world, which is God. If God allows you to see it, then you'll see it. But now, your perception towards that world also is affected by what you experience. Because us as human beings, we don't love being in a position where we do not understand and know what we're getting exposed to. When we don't understand, guess what? Your brain shuts down. I mean, I take an example of me. When I was in school, when I don't understand anything in a question paper, I don't answer the question. So for those who just got exposed to what I told you now, you know that my maths paper, every single question that I did not understand in that paper, it's empty. Yes, I did not answer. I did not answer. So that is me. I'm like that. Where if I don't understand something, I'm not going to attempt. Or you come and tell me something and I don't understand it, I'm not even going to. In fact, if you ask me a question and I don't understand which angle you're coming from, I won't accept it. That is me. I won't accept it. So I want to be in a position where I understand the information that I'm receiving in order for me to react to the information. So if I understand that the information is basically positive information and me reacting, it's going to help me actually be in a position where I get, you know, things done positively, then I go for it. If I understand that it's a negative effect, then I know how to handle the situation. But now if I don't understand it, I'll be like, no. Why? Because I don't understand. So why must I go for something that I don't understand? That is who, you know, basically, yeah, our natural human nature. It's like that. Even me, yeah, like naturally, I'm like that. If I don't understand something, I don't go for it. If I do understand it, then I go for it. That is naturally how I am. But now we need to also get into the realm, you know, that world where your perception, you know, it's all formed because of the stuff that you get exposed to. But now we need to get to that point where we put the stuff that we get exposed to aside and we actually go into the spiritual dimension where I know it doesn't make sense, but I'm still trusting God. It doesn't make sense right now, but I'm trusting God that He's going to help me see at the end of everything. Now, something that's interesting is God actually... He's amazing. He's actually awesome. Because when I look at some of the stuff that have happened in my life, like most of the stuff, not even some, most of the stuff. Back then, I was like, I don't understand what is happening and I do not like it. But I'm going to stick through it. I'm going to stick through it. And because of me doing that, guess what? At the end of the journey, I understood why the stuff that has been happening to me in the past happened. Now, that's the same thing for you. Don't be in a position where, because your perception is like, nah, this is negative. I do not understand the spiritual world. I do not understand how God works. I do not understand in trusting Jesus. Because I don't understand it, I'm not going to go for it. Don't be in that position. Actually, trust God. You know, trust Jesus, even though you do not understand what's happening. Like, your perception is important because it's going to build you into the person that you'll become. So if you're in a position where you always want to understand things, trust me, your life is going to be really interesting because you're going to have a lot of opportunities that will come your way that because you do not understand, you won't go for. And you'll miss out and lose out. So that is something that you should put in your mind. Now, there's more to this. There is more to this. But I don't want to finish it off, you know, with a bang that you probably like, hey, wait, hold up, so fast. Now, I want to give you the music. So Christ music is hot music.
Singing over me, you've been so, so good to me. For I took a breath, you breathe your life in me. You've been so, so kind to me. Oh, the overwhelming, never ending, reckless
Genesis was the intro. I probably died from a sick flow. You gave your life for my sins, though. All praise to the King, yo. I ate the fruit from your body. I'm in for a rough ride. EVE right behind me. She told me, how'd you even find me? I said, you come from my ribs, so you're always right beside me. We in this world falling short to temptation. We in this world feeling caught in the matrix. Me and my girl, we just fought over patience. If she ain't the one, then she gotta be an agent. Either way, we dodge the bullet. God opens doors, but we're too afraid to pull it. Gotta watch a blind side like Sandra Bullock. The devil likes to hang in the back like a mullet. Y'all ain't ready. Y'all just out chasing tail like Tom and Jerry. Y'all play two different roles like Tyler Perry. I know that the end's coming and it's kinda scary, but I got living water flowing right inside my belly. My God is the God that rose from the dead. My God fed a crowd of 4,000 men. He told me, hold your cross like you hold your pen. Here I am, that's what Moses said. Yeah, the world said, where's the tape? It's been overdue. The Lord said, tell them, wait, we've been sorting through. My mom said, break the chains that's been holding you. Keep living that life, they gon' probably put a hole in you. So I walk while I'm wrapped in your presence. When we fall, we get up, that's a lesson. I start to praise every time that I'm stressing, cause life gets hard, but then God sends a blessing. Yeah, if Genesis was the intro, I'd probably die from a sick flow. You gave your life for my sins, though. All praise to the King, yo. I'm in the fur like I'm Jacob. Instead of waiting for a blessing, sometimes you gotta take them. He said, Ray, that's your name, son. Yeah, you come a long way, but remember where you came from. I'm from the hood where there's chills in the summer. You hear the shot start to peel when the sun up. I know that Cain felt the guilt from his brother, so I wonder why we still kill one another. Lord knows we just living in some dark times. I haven't really been the same since my aunt died. They just cut her hours short like a part-time. You cross the line, I'ma snap like it's offsides. There's some things in this life we don't understand, but we can't let death get the upper hand. Gotta roll up your sleeves like Uncle Cam. Yeah, we roam, but we're all part of your plan. So I'm looking up to you for direction. I see the signs all around like concessions. I spent some nights in the dark with depression. When the sun rise, we call that resurrection. This the God that led Moses through the Red Sea. This the God that said go and they'll be set free. You gave me wings like the emblem on a Bentley, so I could come see you when my soul's feeling empty. So I rose with the wrath that's relentless. This the flow that got trapped in the wreckage. He said let go of your past and possessions, cause before the earth, God made the heavens. Yeah, if Genesis was the intro, I'd probably die from a sick flow. You gave your life for my sins, though. All praise to the King.
To me. So, this is the last session. Yes, it's the last session. Sad and all those stuff. But thank you for allowing me into your space. Thank you for allowing me into your ears. I mean, that is your personal space where you get to grow and all those things. I know, like me, I'll get times where I prefer listening to music and all those stuff, but I need to be in the position where I force my brain to listen to stuff that is beneficial to me. So I train myself. Now, same thing with you. You chose to actually listen to us, the topic, which is really awesome, and I thank you for that. So what you get exposed to here, apply it into your life and actually go out there and help other people as well. Get to the level that you're going to get on. So one thing that I want you guys to remember, all of you. So one thing that I want you to remember is that there is nothing that should hold you back. So your perception, don't be in a position where you make your perception the number one priority that rules your life. Now, actually be in a position where, for me, God is the one that rules my life. You know, he's number one, and he's the one that gives me the perception that I should have. If you have the wrong perception, what I'm telling you is go into the Bible. You'll get the right perception. Jesus is going to form your perception. God is going to form your perception. And you'll have the right perception where when opportunities come to you and you don't understand them, as time goes on, you get to understand them because you have a perception of Christ. And that perception says don't back down from any challenge that is in the Word. Unless it's not in the Word, then you reject it. If it's not in the Word, reject it. But if it is in the Word, don't back down. So get into the Word, you'll get the right perception. You'll get Christ's mind, and you want to see the things that he'll do for you in your life with his perception. So it's actually awesome. That's what it means to die to yourself. You take your opinions and you place them aside, and you actually live according to what God wants you to live by. So that is the awesome thing. Now, I want you to go comment on what's the topic. Don't forget Instagram, what's the topic, 777. Now, comment there, DM. I want to hear your feedback. And yeah, and also, you know, send a shout out to you wherever you are in the world. So enjoy your day. If it's in the morning, have an awesome day that is coming ahead. If it's in the afternoon, hope you had an awesome day and may the rest of the day actually be awesome. If it's in the evening, hope you have an awesome night. Yeah, so I'm gonna see you same time, same place, right here on Active FM, where Christ music is hot music. Peace.
Jesus was there.
The exceptional new Active Worship album, As Above, So Below, is out. Get your very own copy on iTunes.
Resurrection is what we live for, restoring people back to miracles unfolding, magnificent.
Also available on Spotify, Deezer, Apple Music, and so much more.
As above, so below.
Everything flows out of my thinking. Oh, being seen made by the unperceived. Oh, so I'm imagining revival. Oh, imagining the big invisible. Supernatural, oh, not based on anything.
can't see it, you can have it. Out of this world, thoughts from heaven. It's never been done before. No doubt the man's a real fool. If you can see it, you can have it. Out of this world, thoughts from heaven. It's never been done before. No doubt the man's a real fool.
All my thoughts through the word. Oh, oh, oh. Making every thought my captive. Oh, oh, oh. Transforming all negativity. Oh, oh. Hunger on that which is holy.
See it, you can have it. Out of this world, thoughts from heaven. It's never been done before. No doubt the mess and we are full. If you can see it, you can have it. Out of this world, thoughts from heaven. It's never been done before. No doubt the mess and we are full. Can't see it, you can have it. Out of this world, thoughts from heaven. It's never been done before. No doubt the man's a real fool. If you can't see it, you can have it. Out of this world, thoughts from heaven. It's never been done before. No doubt the man's a real fool.
Spreading all your word like a wildfire.
fire.